Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Welcome.
You know how it goes. Today, we're going to be dishing you a very hot season plate of celebrity news. And listen, before we do this, we got to jet over to L.A. and say what's up to Heidi, Frank, and Chewy. What's up, y'all?
What's up, baby?
Hey, what's up?
I see the dryness of your mouths out there, so we're going to be pulling up on you with some thirst trapping with the stars. It's a fan favorite out here. And also, if you think you're going to tell Oprah no, man, you better think again. We'll explain. And I will be chatting with divorce court's new judge, the honorable and recently married Judge Faith Jenkins. But first, Heidi, what you got on the menu?
Oh, boy, there is some major casting drama. Let's start. Real Housewives of Atlanta. Word on the street right now. Check this out. That NeNe Leakes, the word is that her contract didn't get renewed, so they basically handed her walking papers. Whoa. I know. Fans believed it to be true, but then the reality star, Miss NeNe Leakes, tweeted, "You are not gonna get away with this,
damn.
I promise."
Damn.
Wow.
But it looks like it was all smoke and mirrors because her management released a statement and said it was not true.
I thought there was a rumor one time that you were gonna get fired for it.
Yeah, I think they probably say that every season. I've definitely been told that I was online and she's
you gotta keep the people talking.
Okay, I just love Portia because slaves have to be sold, so honey, don't even worry about it.
But Portia, I don't know if you catching all this shade that Gary is throwing you.
It ain't no shade.
Well, whoever the boss is. Reality show at? They love to talk from outside the club.
Now.
Okay. Ooh, you can just keep talking outside the bank while I'm in the bank. Get some of this multi-million dollar shade, honey. Get it.
All right,
yeah.
Damn, Portia. You better sell
up. All right.
Ooh.
Talk about leveling up. Hey. Kristen Stewart has been promoted from drinking blood to royalty, y'all. Well, Kristen will play the late Princess Diana in a new drama called Spencer. And this will be centered around the time when Princess Diana was deciding to leave Prince Charles. So this sounds pretty juicy. Now, Heidi, what do you think about Kristen playing our beloved Princess Diana? Do you think she has what it takes?
Well, I got two things. I'm not a big Kristen Stewart fan, and I will say Princess Diana's eyes were always really big. Like, I'm a better Princess Diana because her eyes were big. But but where Kristen Stewart wins is because Princess Diana was so miserable for so long. Kristen Stewart has that down because I don't think I've ever seen Kristen Stewart's teeth because she never smiled.
Right.
And Princess Diana was pretty unhappy for a long time, especially around that time. So I think that's good casting.
But who else could you have seen playing the role of Princess Diana if not Kristen Stewart?
Oh, I think probably Brad, honey, since Black Lives Matter now, I think Brad should play Princess Diana. I mean,
what a short Brad. Blonde wig. Oh. Yes, Brad,
well,
you
you're a better version of a white woman than me, Gary.
Also killing it in the casting couch news are Saturday Night Live buds, Colin Jost, and everyone's favorite ex-boyfriend, Pete Davidson. Yes, they got a new movie together called The Worst Man that's going to focus on an engaged couple and all the family drama leading up to the wedding day. That sounds like another great, you know, buddy duo wedding movie.
Uh-huh.
So to everybody, between Colin and Pete, who do you think will be the worst man and who's going to be the groom?
Oh, Colin Jost or Jost, however you say it, he's the best man. Pete Davidson's, I know, he's the groom and Pete Davidson's the best man.
Portia, now Colin is actually engaged to Scarlett Johansson in real life. Do you think that maybe it's going to be the surprise that Scarlett Johansson's the actual bride?
I think that she will be the bride. I mean, we haven't seen her in a movie in a while. I think it would be interesting to have art imitate life. This would be good.
When I got married, my worst man, I'm looking out the window, and there was this nice sunny day, big cumulus clouds in the sky, and he's like, "This is the last sunny day of your life."
Oh, your best man said that to you?
Yes.
Okay, everybody, it's time for...
Thanksgiving with the stars!
To start this week's thirst trapping, honey, off with a little fine specimen to some of you people of a man by the name of Ricky Martin. Yeah, he posted a video, y'all, of him twirling his rainbow flag in there, celebrating Pride Month while showing off his physique with a caption thanking the activists who helped, honey, get equal rights to the LGBTQ community. Yeah, now, y'all, is this a thirst trap or no, honey?
Well, I love this. I think he looks amazing. He looks amazing. All he is Ricky, definitely living la vida loca, honey.
Is this at a concert, or is this just him being at home?
He's at home.
But he was a little bit more finer to the public, honey, before he came out. Not that he came out, honey. She just became a real queen, honey. And it's just, I don't know, child. Just me.
You're so jealous. He's greased up with a spotlight. You're so jealous.
You don't have one.
Well, y'all, up next, we have The Bachelor's Nick Vial looking lean and cut. But some people were actually body shaming him, y'all. They were saying that he looks too skinny. So y'all let me know. Do y'all think this is a thirst trap or not? What y'all think?
Well, no, it's a thirst trap. I agree. Sure. He's too thin. Like, I look at that and I go, is Nick okay? He doesn't look well.
Just FYI, he posted another photo looking a little bit beefed up. Now, look at this. He wants to shut down the naysayers. He looked thicker on this one. Yeah, that's a better angle.
Yeah.
Definite thirst trap.
Yeah, me too. Yeah,
thirsty trapping.
Okay, y'all, now we got some ladies thirst trapping too, okay? So let's start off with Britney Spears. The singer posted a photo to her IG flaunting her new hair while posing in an itsy bitsy teeny itty bitty bikini with the caption, she said, I did it. I finally cut my bangs. So what y'all think? Thirst trap or toxic?
She looks great.
She looks like she bought the wrong size. Like, they sent her a large, extra large top and a super small bottom.
Listen, here's why you know it's a thirst trap. And see if you go with me on this. Yeah. I can tell you right now, if a woman puts a bikini on and then mentions her hair, it's like, oh, no, I finally cut my bangs out.
Yeah.
No guy looks at a girl in a bikini and is even thinking about her hair. So she's going, I'm going to wear them in a bikini, but look, I cut my bangs, y'all.
Okay.
Like, I'm trying to distract from the fact that I'm in a bikini.
And last, but definitely not least, we have our girl Cardi B. Yes. Well, she posted a video to let all her haters know it's real after haters accused her of photoshopping a pic that she posted. So watch this.
And I have to do this video because yesterday I posted a picture too spicy and the haters claimed that I was photoshopping it. So now I gotta show you this body. Now I know a bitch gained some weight, you know what I'm saying? Because I have to make the thighs match the mother ass. It doesn't matter though. A bitch got lipo money.
I love her.
Yeah, she's beautiful. Cardi.
So is the video a thirst trap?
That ain't no thirst trap, baby. Miss Cardi B is, honey, modeling for Louis Vuitton, bitch, okay?
Yeah,
she's doing her. More Louis, trust me.
Here's what I want to know, because I can get the big thighs and the big ass, but then I also get the big stomach. So how do you get the big ass, the big thighs, and the little tummy?
She told you. She said lipo.
So in order for me to get a you know, have an itty-bitty waist and a round thing in your face, I got to get lipo.
You're going to have to get a bulldozer.
All right, coming up, Heidi, your beloved Oprah will not take no for an answer. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, so I guess you don't become Oprah Winfrey by taking no for an answer. Now, in a recent interview, the director of the documentary, Toni Morrison, The Pieces I Am, Timothy Greensfield Sanders shared a story about how Oprah went through great lengths to track down the legendary Toni Morrison. Now, he said, Oprah wanted to adapt her book, Beloved, into a film, but she didn't have Toni's phone number, so the only way of tracking her down was for her to get in touch with Morrison's local fire department.
Right.
Now, Toni wasn't surprised to hear from Oprah like most of us, you know, because we would be shocked, especially Heidi. She loves Oprah. Right? Now, when Toni answered the phone, her initial reaction was not excitement. Toni asked, how'd you get my number?
Oh, wow.
Now, Chewy, I mean, like, you out there in Hollywood, but you know people will go through any means necessary. Are you surprised Oprah went through these kind of links to get her number?
Yo, it's Oprah Winfrey. You think she has that Rolodex where she has everybody's number. I'm, like, praying to God that Oprah has my number. She's, like, she's the definition of persistence, y'all, because I had no idea you could contact the fire department to get somebody's number. Like, yo, it's giving me so many ideas right now. I'm going crazy. Can you still do that?
Cat's about to start getting real creative out here. Now, Gary, you're pretty good at reading through some of the fine print. Do you think Toni Morrison really didn't want Oprah to have a number, or was she really surprised that she got the call?
Yeah, I don't think she wanted Oprah to have a number. You got to think about it, though. Toni Morrison was a very private woman, honey, and she's well-established. People that usually want Oprah to have their number are people that just not really that much out there, you know, since Oprah was supposed to be the queen of all things, honey, but she was the queen of not having a number because she didn't have Miss Toni Morrison's
number. She's not queen of not having.
Okay.
Well, y'all, it looks like Kyle Richards doesn't want her children to follow in her footsteps. During a recent interview with Australian TV Week magazine, Kyle revealed that she would strongly advise against her daughters from doing reality TV. She said, "I wouldn't let them. Two of my girls are in real estate. They're businesswomen, and I like that they're on that path." And although Kyle has been an OG Beverly Hills Housewife cast member forever, for 10 years exactly, she says she can't imagine doing another 10 seasons.
Wow.
Now, Portia, what do you think about Kyle not wanting her daughters to get into reality TV?
I can understand that. I mean, because you don't want them, since they were raised up in reality TV, you don't want that to be what they say. Oh, I want to grow up and be a reality star. No, you want them to have real business about themselves. And then if they decide to document themselves doing whatever that real business is, real estate, lawyer, whatever that is, then that's okay. But no, you're not about to grow up talking about you want to be a reality star. You need to grow up and be somebody and then let them come film you being somebody.
Right. Now, Chewy, do you think reality stars should retire or should they keep trying to secure the bag?
If the storylines are good, if the audience is there, and if the network is backing it up, I say do it for another 10, 15 years. Get that shmoney, man.
And it's a great platform. Mm-hmm.
Portia, do you see yourself doing Housewives 10 years from now?
Listen, I'm going to get this bag as long as it's being offered, okay? I'm going to snatch it right off the
table. You better tell them.
All right, so y'all know what time it is.
It's
Do you need an all-in-one smartwatch with built-in programs for communications like taking pictures, fitness tracking, and more? Then you're gonna love this. It's the ChronoWatch Round Multifunction Smartwatch. Now, it has a full-color touchscreen and soft silicone band. It comes with a high-capacity battery that can last up to 10 days, per charge, and 8 sports modes to analyze workouts for walking, biking, swimming, and more.
Ooh, now I like this head crack. Tell me more about it.
Well, check this out, Gary. It comes in a bevy of colors, like teal, black, rose, and white, and it also has a fitness tracker that tracks your steps, calories, exercise, has built-in monitors to track your heart rate, blood pressure, and blood oxygen. And get this watch has a sleep monitoring function to help you understand your sleep patterns, and it'll send you alerts to remind you to take breaks and get up.
So, head crack, how much is it?
Now, Brad, usually this multifunction smartwatch would run you as high as $200, but for the Dish Nation fam, it's only $39. Just go to morethansave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you. All right, so we're coming up next. I got to bring some order to Dish Nation. I'm going to be talking to the Honorable Judge Faith Jenkins, the new judge at divorce court. Don't go nowhere.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Dish Nation. You know my guest from the show, Judge Faith, or maybe as a legal analyst on countless news shows. Now she's the new judge on divorce court. One time, make some noise for Judge Faith at Jenkins.
Hey, how are you? Good to see you.
Yo, Judge Faith, it is so good to see you. And first and foremost, congratulations are in order. You and Kenny Lattimore just got married a few months ago.
Yes, right before the world shut down, essentially. A week later after our wedding, everything went into quarantine. We had no idea what was coming. So that was the last time that our family and friends and everyone got together in person. We had no idea that all of this was coming down so quickly.
Indeed. Now, being a newlywed, do you think that'll give you like a brand new, fresh, unique perspective for when you're doing divorce court?
Right. Well, we've been married for just over 3 months, but there are 3 quarantine months, so I consider it a 1-year anniversary because we've spent so much time together. It's going to be great. I think all of my life experience is going to come into play on divorce court. Just work experience, working in family court in New York, criminal court, civil court, and also life experience. So I'm looking forward to bringing everything together for this show.
That's going to be awesome. Now, this quarantine has brought the best and worst things out of people. Do you feel like you're going to see more couples having problems because of quarantine, or you think that'll bring people closer together and allow them to understand and learn each other better?
Well, unfortunately, if we look at what's happened in other countries that were in quarantine before us, for example, China, their divorce rate quadrupled. Yeah. And so we are seeing an uptick in breakups. So unfortunately, that means it's probably going to be a very busy time for us on this show.
And it's a good and bad thing at the same time, because I can't wait to see you try to get these people together and get everything figured out. But, you know, you do want to see people go the distance, yes. You know, especially in the world of Hollywood, too, you know, because you look at people like, I guess, Will and Jada Pinkett Smith as, like, you know, people that we're rooting for to go the distance because so many people haven't. You got the Beyoncés and Jay-Zs of the world. But, you know, who do you, and I guess in your worldview, who do you see as being great celebrity couples?
There are so many amazing couples. I think Will and Jada are great. I think Denzel Washington and his wife, they're amazing. But I always tell people, be careful about choosing celebrities as your role models, because you know what? They're people too. You never know what's going on behind closed doors.
Okay. Well, listen, the new season of Divorce Court is getting ready to pop off. So glad that you're hosting it. It's going to be live in full effect. If people want to apply to be on the show, how can they go about doing that?
They can just go to divorcecourt.com. There's a section that says be on the show. They can go there and apply. And I just want to say to my predecessors, Judge Lynn Toler and Judge Maybelline Ephraim, this is the longest running court show on television. And it is because of those two amazing women and how they carried the show throughout the last 22 years, really. And it is an amazing, I'm humbled and grateful for the opportunity to continue to carry on this legacy show.
Judge Faith Jenkins Lattimore, let's go!
Thank you, so good to see you.
Take it easy, be safe out there. Peace.
Bye-bye.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Okay, everybody, I want to take this moment on Dish Nation and the show for all of us to please bow our heads.
I can't.
And say goodbye to Chrissy Teigen's breast implants.
No!
I can't believe
they're gone.
Chrissy Teigen recently had her breast implants removed. She had those.
May they rest in bees.
She recently had her implants removed after having those big, beautiful babies in there for 10 years. And she spoke out about them, about having, you know, regretting it and wishing she had never done it in the first place.
Wow.
And she shared this pic on her IG story saying, R.I.P. I know that's supposed to be boot, breast, and then a gravestone, but it kind of looks like penises.
Wait a minute.
She also shared that her surgery went great and shared letters from her little daughter, Luna. This one's probably my favorite. It's adorable. It says, have fun pulling your boobies out. Love, Luna.
So supportive. Funny.
I know. Luna's only 4, Portia, so do you think she even understood what was going on with her mom's boobie?
I don't think she understood, because I'm sure Chrissy breastfed her, and she probably would cry if she really realized that mommy was losing those breasts.
Oh, I'm thinking based off note that she got. Thank God John Legend didn't give a vasectomy. Have fun whipping your ass out.
What?
Hey, you could use the same cake, though.
No, that is true.
Now, do you think Chrissy Teigen's like the type that I think would auction off her fun bags for charity of some kind?
Do you
think the doctor actually gave her the fun bags, or is that like something that they got to keep?
I think we're gonna have them bronze like your mom did your baby shoes. These are mommy's boobies.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com and take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.